Hello, Jay.
Yes.
Hey, Jay, this is Zach with Bank of Cardiff. How are you this afternoon?
Hey, not too bad. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. I just wanted to follow up with your web registration. Is this a good time to talk?
Yeah, I'm on the road, but I can talk to you. It's not a problem.
Okay, excellent, excellent. So, I see that you're looking for some working capital. Let me know a little bit about what you're looking to do and see how we can help you out.
Okay. Well, we're into the appliance business. We sell service and sell parts for major appliances, lawn and garden equipment, and electronics.
Okay.
But what we did in the past 6 months, we've landed a lot of new accounts. We got the Home Depot, we got Sears,
Nice.
We got Lowe's, Home Depot, Sears, and then we got the Best Buy account. Everything else for service. So we're servicing all their customers and selling parts to their customers. So what we need to do now is we need to increase our inventory substantially
Okay.
to be able to meet the demand of their customers.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, I know. It's really, and they're a good. I mean, I do so much work for them; it's incredible. I'm the boss,
Awesome.
and I'm even on the road. That's how much service we're getting out of them. It's
Wow.
amazing.
Are you thinking about bringing on additional people as well to kind of meet the
I
need?
would, yeah. I mean, I got the money to put on the additional people. See, if I was borrowing for working capital, what I'd do is I'm going to use it just for increasing inventory. The reason is because the inventory, I've been reading up on these, cash advances and stuff, and what it is, it's a high interest loan. But what I'm going to do is with parts, I get a 300% profit on parts.
Oh, wow.
So, and
Holy cow.
my parts turnover is very, very good. So I figure if I'll borrow the money, take my money out of what I'm doing in parts and put it into something else
Sure.
that doesn't make quite as much money, and put the money that I'm borrowing into the parts business, because that turns over so incredibly fast. It's
Right.
unbelievable.
And, another option for you as well, it sounds like you have things pretty well figured out, is, with our loan, if you wanted to pay it off early, get your return, there's some pretty significant discounts as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good
So
idea too.
it kind of sweetens the deal a little bit for you.
So you guys, are you an American bank or a foreign bank?
Yes. We are an American bank. The owner had some relatives that actually, descendants out of England, so that kind of, I guess, resided in Wales. So that's how the Bank of Cardiff came about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because
Yeah.
I got relatives in England as well. My sister-in-law comes from England.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I think we all do it some way or another.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So I do have a couple quick questions for you, Jay. Are you familiar with working capital? Have you done it before?
I've never done it before.
Okay. So the way that ours works is this: we're able to lend 10 to 15% of the top line revenue of the sales of the year previous. Do you know what you happen to do in your gross sales were last year by chance?
I do anywhere between $90,000 and $100,000 a month.
Okay. So we're looking like right around 1.2. Thereabouts, 100, a million to 1.2. Okay. And was there a specific dollar amount in mind that you're looking to bring on for inventory?
We're looking for between 80 and 90,000.
Okay. Definitely doable with your sales. And another quick question, how would you rate your personal credit?
I haven't borrowed money in 25 years. I had an identity theft a few years back,
Oh,
but
no.
and my insurance company was working on it. But as far as my personal credit, I haven't used credit, like saying it's been about at least 20 years, 20, 25 years. I built a new house a few years ago, and I built it for cash.
Oh, nice. Nice.
You know,
Did
I
you?
didn't even borrow, so I have no mortgages on anything. And you know,
Okay.
I've got a whole fleet of trucks. They're all fairly new, and I have no mortgages on nothing. I haven't borrowed money, like say, forever.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So basically, there wouldn't be a whole lot of trade lines there because you've predominantly done everything cash.
Yep.
Okay. And then, lastly, I was curious, I know that there's options out there. Have you gone to your bank and gotten feedback from them as far as what they could do for you? I know it's a quick, quite a
Well,
longer process than us.
my bank would be willing to loan me money. They would be. I just never, you know, I mean, I went with them. I could probably get the loan through them.
Right. It just seems like it's a drawn out process with banks normally.
Yeah, I don't like going to banks, to be honest with you. They're just, yeah. I mean, they're something you have to have because you have to deposit somewhere. But I hate banks, to be honest with you.
I don't blame you.
And my bank's a pretty good bank. I'm good friends with everybody, the branch manager, everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm good friends with them. I mean, I'm sure I could get the money from them. But I never borrowed any money. I never needed to borrow any. And I still don't really need it. But my account said, instead of draining a lot of your savings to do this project, he says, borrow a little bit. He says, you make money anyway, so it doesn't make any difference.
You know, this will actually, it helps build business credit as well.
Okay.
So, you know, it could be a win-win for you, you know, in many aspects. I mean, and it's a real simple process to see what we can make available for you. We work at a very expedited rate. We just have a one-page application. We would look at 6 months of bank statements and the first two pages of your tax return. Since you've never done any sort of, had borrowed any money, you know, those would be the only items that we would need to, you know, get the snapshot of the business and make the best offer possible without creating a burden on you. We can do that in about 24 hours.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds good. I mean, that's definitely what I want to, because like I say, my business does extremely well, and it's growing.
Yeah, it sounds like
fast.
It. Sounds
it's,
like
it's
it.
It's incredible. I've been in business for 38 years, and I had never seen a business grow like this.
So what, how did you, come about to, you know, approach those larger chains and, you know, say, let's do business? Was it something that you had been thinking about, or?
Well, yeah, it's basically experience. I have a lot of experience in this field. You know, so now all the new stuff that were coming, all the new technology were coming in. I'm very highly experienced in this technology.
Okay.
So what's been happening is these guys can't find anybody to service their stuff no more.
Mm-hmm.
The dealers they used to have and the guys they used to have servicing them, they just can't do it no more. We're getting into too much electronics.
Yeah.
The technology is great in them. You know. So and I've done it. I've been going to school, I've been learning as I'm going along, and then I became an instructor. I teach the schools for Whirlpool.
Nice.
I'm a service instructor. So I do that on a part-time basis for Whirlpool. Anytime they have new stuff come out, new technology, they teach me. And then what we have seminars in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the one that teaches the schools.
Oh, wow, very cool. So yeah, you are the expert.
Exactly. So I'm really good at what I do. So it was easy to get all these accounts because, as a matter of fact, I met the CEO from Whirlpool. That's how I ended up getting Whirlpool. I knew them from years and years ago. And they got a new CEO, and the guy liked me. So I've been doing him. As a matter of fact, we're going to be having Frigidaire and Samsung shortly. We just signed a contract with them as well.
Wow. Things are on the way up and up. Are you thinking about a second facility or anything like that as well, or
maybe eventually? Eventually, I like to. I might take the building I got now and build a larger facility.
All right, that sounds like there's a lot of options out there for you in the future.
Yeah, exactly, and that's why I'm looking to kind of get in with somebody on a ground level.
Okay.
Get in with somebody and do some, you know, do some like financial business with them. Show them that, you know, we pay good and the pay is good and everything else. Then that way there we can eventually get more, you know, grow into more and more.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, you know, once that we have established the relationships, you know, rates get cheaper. It basically, everything gets better. So it's just, you're absolutely right. It's just a matter of establishing a little bit of a relationship and, you know, establishing that pay history, and then everything gets better.
Yeah, and I like that, you know. And that way there, if I ever need money, I call you. Geez, I need $30,000 for and tell you what I need it for, and then it'd be easier. Well, you've done business with me where we've done, you know, we've paid good, everything's been good. I mean, that's why I say I've never borrowed money, and now I want to do it, and I want to build up my business. My business doesn't have no credit because I don't use credit.
Yeah, and this is the perfect way to do that. And again, you know, once we've established a relationship, like you said, you can call up and say, hey, I need 30 grand. You know, we have all your information on file, so just a very simple process for us.
Yep. I mean, we'd be a good, and we're a very, that's why I say, and I figured out everything on this thing. You know, I looked into it before I decided to make the move of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I turned around, I studied it, I researched it to make sure that it was something that was a good thing that we could really use and make good use and make money on it as well. And it worked out perfect.
So let me ask you this. Is there a specific term in mind? I know that you make such a high turnover. I was just curious. You know, typically our loans go from 6 to 18 months to 24 months. Is there did you have a set term in mind that you were potentially looking for?
I mean, I'd be willing to go 12 months, 6 months, 12 months right in that area.
Okay. 12 months, and then you're looking for...
It doesn't make any difference, because our turnover is great.
Right, right.
The only thing I would be doing is if I turn over the product, I just keep buying it again, keep turning it over.
Keep flipping it. Yeah, keep flipping it, exactly.
Keep flipping it. The more times I flip it, the more money I make.
Exactly, exactly. So 12 months, and then you're looking, you said 80 to 90?
Yes.
Thereabouts? Okay, absolutely. Awesome. Yeah, it sounds very doable. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put together an email for you, highlighting the documents that we would need. My contact number will be on there as well. So if there's any questions, when you're gathering that information, I'll be more than happy to help you out. And as soon as you can get that back to me, I'll go to work for you. Typically, we can have feedback for you inside of 24 hours. And if you like what we have to say, we can get you funded in another 48 hours. So it's a pretty quick process.
Now, do you do the funding yourselves, or do you send it? Do you have somebody else do it for you?
We do funding ourselves, in-house funding. Sometimes we partner with other banks in our network. They might get a little piece of the action as well, but everything is predominantly in-house.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I mean, I'd say it would be a perfect match for both of us.
It sounds like
money,
it.
And I'd make money, and I like it.
Sounds like a good partnership to me.
Yeah, well, that's why I say that. I'm into that. I was looking into that and stuff because I wanted to make sure I could make money with it, even as a high interest loan. But if I use the money, and that's what I plan on putting it in, it's not something you want to buy a vehicle or you want to buy somewhere because then you can't make money with it.
Right.
But it's something that you need. I've got all my own vehicles. I got everything I need there. Mm-hmm. All I want to do is put it in strictly in a fast turnover in my parts business. That's the fastest turnover I have in the company.
And that is exactly, one of the purposes that our loan is created for. That's exactly it right there. And again, if you want to continue to keep flipping it, increasing profit or, pay it down, that's up to you as well. But again, there's some substantial discounts if you wanted to pay off early. So again, there's a lot of options out there for you.
I'd definitely be interested. I've been thinking about it and learning a little bit about it. So before I jumped into it, I want to make sure mm-hmm. I could do it and stuff. It works out perfect.
Okay. I'm going to put email to get for you together, together for you right now. And I'll have it over to you in about 10 minutes. But before I let you go, did you have any more questions for me? I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking.
I didn't have any. I really appreciate you calling me and stuff and taking the time.
No worries. It's a pleasure. It's my job and I'm here to help you out.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
All right, Jay, I'm going to send that out to you. Would you like me to follow up with you tomorrow, maybe give you a day or two to gather?
It'll probably take a couple days because, like I say, right now I'm on the road a lot. I'm going to try to take a day off and try to do a partial day off and try to get this thing all done.
Okay, so maybe would Friday be the optimal day to potentially reach back out to you, or Thursday?
Probably Thursday or Friday.
Okay, I'll set Friday morning in my calendar for you, give you a little bit of time there. Would you like me to reach out to you when I get in the office first thing? That would be about 9:30 your time.
That sounds good to me.
All righty, Jay. Well, hey, it was a pleasure to meet and talk with you today. It sounds like, there's a pretty decent thing going on here. Then, hopefully we can be a part of it.
I should be. We'll work on it and get us partnered up and do it.
Sounds good, Jay. Keep your eyes peeled. That email should be coming in about 10 minutes, and then I will reach out to you Friday morning.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
You're welcome. Have a great afternoon.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Thanks now. Bye-bye.